Kamala Harris campaign rebrands in attempt to appeal to Gen Z. By Jasmine Jordan on February 5, 2026. Following her 2024 presidential defeat, former Vice President Kamala Harris is at Kamala HQ account this week rebranded as headquarters, unveiling what it calls a Gen Z-led progressive content hub. The transition was teased Wednesday night on X with a stylized login animation showing multiple failed password attempts. Waito Online, The Babysitter is Weird, and Project 2025 was real before successfully logging and using the password headquarters. The video ends with a black screen bearing the word tomorrow, accompanied by suspenseful music. On Thursday, the account formerly known as @KamalaHQ changed its handle to @headquarters_67 and released the following message. Welcome to Headquarters, the new Gen Z-led progressive content hub. The number 67 likely refers to a catchphrase that emerged in 2025 and quickly spread among young people, both online and in everyday conversation. A promotional video featuring Harris accompanied the announcement. In the clip, an off-camera voice asks, "Madam Vice President, what's going on with Kamala HQ?" To which Harris replies, "Well, I'm so glad you asked. I have good news. So Kamala HQ is turning into headquarters. And it's where you can go online to get basically the latest of what's going on. And also to meet and revisit with some of our great, courageous leaders, be they elected leaders, community leaders, civic leaders, faith leaders, young leaders. I'm really excited about it, so stay engaged and I'll see you out there. Thank you." Trump advisor and X-Strategies LLC CEO Alex Bruesewitz responded to the video, saying, "This HQ team led Kamala's digital efforts in 2024 with the goal of winning Gen Z voters. The result? They lost young men by a whopping 14% and did 7% worse than Joe Biden did in 2020 with young women. As a Trump supporter, I couldn't be happier that they have these idiots running their youth efforts again." The digital revamp comes amid broader efforts by Harris to remain politically active. In December 2025, she launched a political action committee, Fight for the People, stating her intention to travel, speak out, and help elect Democrats everywhere. Reports showed that the Democratic National Committee, DNC, spent over $15 million in 2025 to cover outstanding expenses from Harris's presidential campaign, which had ended with over $20 million in debt after a 15-week run. The campaign had raised more than $1 billion and invested heavily in outreach efforts, including a series of concerts featuring performers such as Lady Gaga and Katy Perry in key battleground states, all of which Harris ultimately lost. Harris has promoted her memoir, 107 Days, which covers her short-lived presidential run and offers what she calls a behind-the-scenes perspective. During the book tour, she claimed that the 2024 election was the closest presidential race in the 21st century, a statement she repeated during appearances on The View and MSNBC. However, election results show that the 2000 and 2020 races were both decided by narrower margins. Harris lost every swing state and the national popular vote,